Thank you for calling Breathe Pure Solutions. Your call is being recorded.
Breathe Pure, this is Ben.
Hi, Ben. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm actually not doing so good. I don't know if you got my voicemail.
No, I didn't. I just got off the other line, and they told me to call you, so I didn't go into my voicemail yet. What's going on?
I lost a family member today, and I'm calling to – I'm kind of just putting everything with my business on the back burner for right now. I'm calling to see if I can cancel and get a refund for right now. Once I start, right now I need to concentrate on this, but once I start needing these services again, I will use your services, but I kind of need to drop everything and, with this business right now and pay attention to my family.
I'm so sorry. My condolences. It's not easy. I went through something like that at the beginning of this year with my mom, so I'm so sorry to hear that. I need to give you some options because if you recall in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions, it does state that the $398 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the programming and content creation. Even though you haven't had your client interview yet, we've already programmed your business into 43 directories. So I can cancel the program, but what I'm thinking, Ben, since you already paid, I could also push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, and that will give you some time to deal with your family, focus on that right now. And with that extra 2 weeks, you're going to be paid in full all the way until December 3rd. Okay, so that way.
The lady that I talked to when you were on the other phone said since I was calling right away within 3 days that it shouldn't be a problem to get a refund.
I see. Yeah, that's why she sent it to this department because I also handle the cancellations and the refund policy. So one thing I could possibly do, just because she said that, she's definitely not supposed to say that. She's a little bit new, so maybe she didn't
know. I recorded the call as well, too, just to be sure.
Yeah, and that's why we recorded the voice verification recording, too, that has you agreeing to the $398 being non-refundable. So, but what I wanted to tell you is I could possibly explain the situation to my director and see if they would at least allow me to waive the setup fee for you. And that way you would get $99 back right away. And I would still apply that 2 weeks on your billing. But what I would hope if that's something that you're agreeable to is that we would still do the client interview, you know, within the next week or so. I know you need some breathing room for your family, but that's what's going to get the whole ball rolling, so to speak.
Okay. All right. Let me think about this. You know, before I got the news, I was reading reviews about, you know, that you guys are like a scam, but then other reviews that you aren't a scam. And then I got this news about my family. And then with all this, it was just like, holy shit, did I just get scammed? And then I'm losing my brother. You sound like a very nice person and you're a good salesman, but I'm 27 years old trying to, I got a daughter on the way and I'm,
oh, congratulations.
I can't afford to be some of the reviews I was reading on Better Business Bureau they scare me. I didn't see your name anywhere on there. I mean, my experience with you was pleasant. And then, so I was reading these reviews and then I got a call about my brother, so.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm so sorry. I want to let you know, just because if I were in your shoes and I saw some of the things on the internet regarding Local Splash, I would be scared too, not knowing, right, what this will do for your business. You definitely were not scammed. I've been with this company for 11 years. There's no way I would be working here if this was a scam, okay? I'm a person of morals and ethics, and it just would not be a good fit, okay? So that's first and foremost. But secondly, I want to let you know, because we're the best of the best in the industry and we're one of the very few companies that has earned a premier partnership, you better believe that there's competing companies out there that will go online and try to write negative things about us in efforts to make us look bad, right? So oftentimes, you know, those reviews that you find out there, we can't even find active accounts where those people have ever signed up with us. So that tells us that the source is coming from someone that hasn't worked with us. Now, you're on the Better Business Bureau, and that's valid. I'll tell you, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, that in 17 years as a corporation, I think on the Better Business Bureau, there's a handful. I think it's like 6 or 11 legitimate complaints that have been filed.
There's 12.
12, okay, so 12.
12 and 8 have been resolved.
Right, and that's why we maintain an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, because if you had 12 complaints and you had 100 clients, you'd have an F rating, right? But we have 48,000 active clients and only 12, which is what, less than 0.001% of our happy clients. And then the reason we maintain the A-plus rating is anybody that's ever filed anything against Local Splash has all been resolved. So there isn't one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can legitimately say that we did not fulfill what we promised them. So, and I can tell you, because I have a son that's 27 years old too, that's trying to get on his feet, and you know, I know that as a young person, it's not easy. You're starting a business. There's no way that you were scammed. You're going to love this program. You'll be profitable. You're still going to be working with us next year, and you're absolutely going to see good results. But it has to be comforting for you to know that you have that option, too, to go on a month-to-month basis. And part of my objective, Ben, in giving you that extra 2 weeks for free, even aside from the fact that you lost a family member, is that first-page placement, it doesn't happen instantaneously, right? It takes hundreds of hours of programming.
That people have been like saying like this doesn't. Your responses are saying it doesn't happen overnight, and people, I get that because you told me 30 to 45 days.
Right. So if I give you the extra 2 weeks, you get that full 6 weeks of service. That gives you plenty of time to see the proof in the pudding and get results before you're even charged again. You know what I mean?
So in the time right now from until the next billing cycle, what are you guys going to be doing? Like building my Facebook page?
So we already put you on the popular directories. Then they're going to, when they call you to do the client interview, they're going to initiate the verification process with Google and Bing. They're going to do content creation, manual submissions, trusted citations, backlinks. As they're doing that programming, Google changes the algorithms daily. So every day when a new revision comes through, they're updating your information and refreshing your data, and they're ensuring that your company will never fall off the first page once you're ranking.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's expensive.
What the hell? Oh, this is Peer Grading Solutions. So, okay, I'm just happy. I'm frazzled with the news I had, and then these reviews scared the shit out of me. And, you know, with the daughter on the way, I have everything on the line right now. And
yes.
I need to know that I can trust you.
This is going to be life-changing for your daughter when she does arrive here. This is going to help provide nice things for her. I'm 100% confident. If you give it the time to come to fruition, which is why I want to give you that extra 2 weeks, you'll be a lifelong client. But I will be the first one to tell you also that the two things that will hold up the placement is, number one, is if we drag our feet on the client interview and miss that and that gets rescheduled and whatnot, things like that will hold up your placement. And then secondly, I think I already told you that when that PIN code comes from Google, if for some reason you forget to get it back to us, that will hold up your placement. And I want to preface that by letting you know that I don't expect you to drop everything when it comes. If, let's say that it comes and you're dealing with funeral arrangements and you don't have time to call me, you can just send reply to one of our emails or one of our text messages. As long as you get that code over to us, then we can submit it to Google for you to complete the verification.
Okay. So can we set up a client interview? I called to cancel. So then she ended up telling the technician that to reschedule. Can we reschedule 4 a.m? Because if I can't get that money back, no matter what I'm going through, I need to get the ball rolling on this.
Yeah, I agree. And remind me, did you say that it would be better for tomorrow around 9-ish? I think that's what you said.
Yeah, 9:30.
9 or 9:30.
Wait,
okay.
Let me see if I added anything else. No, yeah, 9 or 9:30, 10 is fine.
Okay, so I'm going to grab the hour from 9 to 10 o'clock tomorrow, and then the same thing applies. They'll call you sometime within that hour. So that way, if they call at 9:15 or 9:30, don't panic. You know they're still going to call within that window, okay?
Okay, and then one last question. When will the Facebook page be live, since that doesn't have anything to do with the Google verification?
Right. The Facebook, we say 2 weeks, but I've seen it live in as little as 5 days, to be honest. So I can put a priority note on there that you'd like to see that as soon as possible. The Facebook is one of the first things that launches. And then after that, it's going to be the Google optimization and the Bing and all of the directories, which we've already submitted you to. They start going live. But we can definitely get that Facebook up for you first.
Okay. And the last thing, the 2 weeks that you're offering me for free. So what? How does that change my billing cycle? You were saying I'd be billed on the 20th of the month. So when will I be billed next?
So with that 2 weeks for free, it's pushed out all the way till December 3rd. And then ongoing after the 3rd of December, rather than your payment being on the 20th of each month, it will always land on the 3rd, but starting in January. So you'll have your December 3rd payment, and then you won't have another one on the 20th. Your next payment wouldn't be till January 3rd after that.
Okay, so I paid $299 or $399 today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I won't have to pay another $299 until 12/3, just to confirm.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving it a shot. I can assure you, you're going to be very happy with it. So, you know, if any other questions arise, feel free to call me. If not, we'll have them follow up with you tomorrow at around 9 o'clock your time. Okay.
Okay. And also, I've just been seeing local splash, like support emails. Do you have a direct email?
Yeah, let me send you one from me directly. I'll just send you one put that says, this is Tina's contact info. That way you'll have a correspondence to reply to me. So here.
Okay.
Yep, I'll send it to you right now.
Thank you, Tina. I'm not threatening you in any way, but I'm just telling you that I'm putting a lot of trust and faith in you, and I've never met you. So.
Yep. Yeah, that's another reason why I would not work for a company if it was a scam, because my husband's Samoan and we are the only people with the last name of Togafau in the entire Orange County, California area. We're very easy to find. So there's no way. Okay. And my last name is even published on the website. If you go to the About Us section.
I know. I saw a picture of you.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll see that. But there's no way that I would work for a company that's a scam if I was doing that. I would have people, you know, that would be able to find me very quickly. So there's no way I would do that. So I assure you that you made a great decision for your business. I also assure you that if it were me, I would have been scared too. So thank you so much for sharing with me your thoughts on that. But, you know, again, being that's less than 1/1000th of a percent, you know, I always look at it that in business, no matter what you do, you can't please everyone. And there are certain clients that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for. And no matter what you do, they're not happy, right? But those are far and few between the people that are, you know, so that's what keeps me going on a day-to-day basis.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. So when is your little baby girl due, by the way?
Around Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. What a neat thing. Yeah. That's great. Oh, congratulations. Yeah. It's going to be such a nice change for you. The first baby is a big one because it's like you're so used to being able to have like a certain routine, and then the first baby comes and it's just so great.
Used to being able to do whatever the heck I want.
Yeah, but it's a different, you know, you're going to change your priorities to, rather than doing whatever you want, you're going to want to do what she wants, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why I started this business. Like I was just doing carpentry, and then I found out my wife was pregnant, and it lit a fire under my ass. And, my other brother passed away from mold exposure too, which is why I'm getting into this business. So.
Wow.
It's
so
a crazy
you have
story.
A good why as to what you do, is to help people like your brother, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. How long does it take if you're exposed to mold like that for something serious to happen?
Depends on if you're immunocompromised or not. In his situation, he was, so he moved into an apartment that had mold and died within weeks. other people that there's different types of molds. Other people might just get, like, I have a stuffy nose because I know mold is in my house. I'm about to treat it. There, you know, if you're a healthy person, it's not always going to kill you, right? But if you already are, if you're undergoing chemotherapy or have like HIV or anything like that,
yeah,
and you're exposed to mold, it can be lethal.
Interesting. So what about you when you go do the testing and whatnot? You probably have to be pretty heavily suited, huh, to protect yourself from it?
Yeah. I wear a ventilator.
You know,
but I'm not mold sensitive. Thankfully, they estimate about 30% of the population are mold sensitive. And then on top of that, if you're immunocompromised, you're kind of fucked. Pardon my French.
Yeah.
I think my brother was both, because my dad's mold sensitive. And then my brother was immunocompromised and mold sensitive. So he didn't stand a chance.
So sorry. That's awful. I know that the pastor of our church, he passed away in 2006, and he had lung cancer, but he never had smoked a cigarette or drank any alcohol his whole life. And one day I ran into his daughter, and I said, how is it that he got lung cancer? It's just so strange, you know, because he was in perfect health. Well, she said that he was redoing the church many times in the conference centers. And he was a very humble man. He had a lot of like high-end people that went to the church. He could have hired contractors, but he went and did like all that work himself. And she said that he got exposed to asbestos when he was scraping walls. And she's like, I don't know how he got lung cancer, but in her mind, she thought it was because he was exposed to asbestos and it just started growing.
That's definitely what it is. That's even more lethal than mold. I mean, mold can cause like some lung failures and stuff, but not cancers. But asbestos is like, asbestos and radon are like the most toxic things you can, you know, introduce to your body. They're lethal for anyone.
Interesting. Yeah. So, wow. So she was right. She must have, maybe she got that advice from the doctor or whatnot, because everyone was so shocked that, you know, of all the people to get cancer. But he was one that would always do the work himself. Bless his heart. He was so sweet that way. You know, yeah. I recently went to a jury duty. I don't want to take you too long, but I'll tell you real quick. And I was just trying to get out of it, because I'm like, they said, this is going to be a month case and you're going to be here Monday through Friday for a month. And I thought, oh, I can't do that. But it was not a criminal case. It was a civil case. Some people were suing a mobile home complex for black mold exposure. And I got out of it by saying, like, I'm completely biased. If those people got sick due to black mold, that complex should pay for it. And I was trying to be, like, really extreme, so they let me out, and they finally did after 2 days of questioning. But I keep thinking, like, what happened to that family? I wish I kind of, if I had the time to stay, I would have loved to stay and be a part of the case and see what happened.
Well,
but yeah,
just,
they were.
You just wait, Tina, in the next 10 years, this is going to blow up, because the building materials that we use are perfect nutrients for mold to grow on. And we don't have any skilled labor anymore. So there's a lot of unplanned openings where you know, water can leak in. I mean, this is going to become an epidemic. I'm meeting so many people that are getting so sick from it. So I'm hopefully catching this right at the right time.
Yeah, you're getting in. So, you're striking while the iron's hot, so to speak.
Yeah, and in some ways, that was a silver lining to the first younger brother dying was, opening this business and all that and helping people. But anyway,
okay.
All right, Tina, well, thank you for straightening this out for me.
Of course.
I trust you.
Thank you. Thanks for putting your trust in me. I'm going to make sure I'll stay on top of your account and make sure that they take really good care of you. And I'll put a note in here priority-wise to get that Facebook page launched as soon as possible so that they can do it ahead of that 2-week curve. That will definitely launch for you first, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good, Tina.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a really great evening coming up, too.
Okay. You too.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye. Mm-hmm.